Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU. Hello. My co-host, Jim the Poet here. This is Bronwyn C. and Jim the Poet, the most trusted team in sports talk radio today. The only sports talk radio show in the nation that is pumpkin spice flavored with a cinnamon rim.
With a cinnamon rim.
Yeah, that's our special rim. The Sportsy Talk official
rim. It costs
a
little extra, but it's worth it.
It's so worth it, yeah. Oh, wait, you're supposed to be on.
Yeah, where's the... You got to get the special guest mic up.
Special guest mic. Oh, here we go.
Are you on? Is he on the mic?
He is now.
Yeah.
He or she?
Maybe.
No, I'm a he.
He's definitely a
he's
he.
He's more he than me.
He's more he than me.
I'm Bill Parcells, former coach / executive. I was born on August 22nd, 1941, in Englewood, New Jersey.
The day that would live in infamy.
Mm-hmm. Bill Parcells. I was the head coach of the New York Giants from 1981 to 1990.
This is your life.
Bill Parcells, our special guest today. Yes. Sportsy Talk. That's fantastic. I didn't even know that was going to happen.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Feels good.
Yeah, it
feels good
great.
To just be
good
in
to
your
be
presence.
Back, yeah, back in the tri-state area where I was part of the 1990s all-decade NFL team.
Definitely.
As you know, I led my team to victory in Super Bowls 21 and XXV.
XXV.
XXV. That was the 25. XXV made XX VIII look like XXII.
Yeah, we all know that.
It was fantastic.
You know, they're not going to do it for Super Bowl 50. It's just going to be Super Bowl 50 instead of Super Bowl L.
They're not going to have Super Bowl L?
They're not going to have Super Bowl L because they thought people would make fun of it, which we will.
Like the Super Bowl is going to L?
This is for losers.
For losers. Where is the Super Bowl going to be? It's going to be in Arizona this year,
It's in Glendale, Arizona this year. Yeah. And then.
So are they going to send us out there? You know what I thought we could do?
No one's sending us.
Okay, no, we went to Super Bowl Media Day.
We did.
Because it was in Newark.
Newark.
But I bet we could do like a Kickstarter. Right?
No.
People would give us money.
No, we ask for money all the time.
I know, but this is for us.
There's nothing stopping you from doing a Kickstarter.
How much were we supposed to?
Going to happen.
How much did we spend on the? How much were we supposed to raise on the WFMU secret fundraiser?
The silent fundraiser. I'm not going to talk
silent
about
fundraiser.
We kept lowering that bar.
Right.
And eventually we lowered it to the point where we made our goals. So I'm happy with
that.
Well,
there's only one.
Thank you. We had five listeners who contributed, and
yeah.
I thank them very much for that.
If you would contribute to make
us go to the.
To send us to Glendale, Arizona.
Maybe we could, like.
You know
camp
how expensive
out?
It is to be there Super Bowl weekend? It's
no,
like
we could,
a billion
like,
dollars.
Could, like,
you better write a really good poem for that one.
We could sleep in a car or something.
That would sound good.
It'd be great.
That's how I do it.
Sign me up. Can we drive across the country in your little Fiat? Is that something we can do?
I have a Fiat 500.
Yeah.
Actually, the particular model that I have was just. Consumer Reports just named it the worst car of 2014.
Is that true?
Yes.
But it's so cute looking. It looks like a little.
We didn't.
It looks like
a little iPad on
wheels.
It does. We didn't buy it because of
because it was a good
because
car.
It was practical or that there was any redeeming qualities to it except the design.
We didn't buy it because it was a good car. We bought it because it was funny.
Did you get the blue one?
Yeah, the blue and white one. Yeah.
It's a classic looking.
It's the 1957 edition. It's special.
Wow.
You know, because it has special, like the 1957 logo on it. It has blue and white rims,
that,
you know. It's very fancy.
When you're paying your high repair bills as it falls apart, you will still take pleasure in that.
I will.
I have no doubt you will be like.
It'll still look awesome.
There's one parked in my neighborhood all the time, and I imagine that you're visiting someone and not visiting me. Usually
I would come visit you if you told me where you lived.
I live in Jersey City.
Yeah, but you never told me. You
should
tell everybody.
The greatest mid-sized city in the world.
Wait, so we have Bill Purcell. We have Bill Purcell's here. So if listeners would like to ask him questions about very technical football things, I think that would be excellent. 201-209-9368 is the number to call.
Yeah,
this is Sports Talk Radio on WFMU, and we're here for another.
That wasn't a mistake. I thought maybe that was a mistake.
No, it was very. We actually have been renewed. We were up for renewal, and we will be here every Monday night for the foreseeable future until June.
They come to their senses.
I know. But I think it's great, and you know, we can offer listeners a special. I've been thinking about it that we really have to up our game on this show, right?
We do.
Yeah. So we started by having Whiskey Bucks. Before the
those
show,
are, I,
those are
they
good,
said,
right?
"Oh yeah, we have to chug these before we get on the
no,
air."
No,
and I was like, "What?
You, I didn't tell you to chug it."
So I'm
said,
wasted.
No.
That was just
that's
you.
Good.
I'm going to throw up on myself.
You made that up. Yeah, you know. But I think
well,
that
you can
we
make
could,
me another. Here if you,
I will. I think we could.
Just put a screwdriver in it. There you go.
That's nice.
Tasty.
I would not trust
like
that from this place.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
Tasty.
He doesn't care. I've seen Jim the Poet eat scrambled eggs off the floor.
Which floor?
Any floor.
The floor at, that was the hockey rink, right?
Oh, that was tasty.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, when we went to Media Day,
we were in the penalty box for the hockey rink because that's where they sent us to eat our free food.
All right.
We had like a buffet.
Yeah.
And we loaded up and we went to sit in the penalty box.
Did you choose to eat it there?
Yeah.
Low self-esteem?
Well, it's between
it was between
when the Seahawks and the Denver guys were there.
Yeah, so
we had
free food and we could have sat at tables with people with helmet hair
the
and
normals.
Guys who were making fun of us and stuff, and so we
who
went
was making fun of us?
You know,
I'll kill them.
Yeah, you didn't.
I don't know.
Probably notice that.
ESPN.
That's pretty drunk.
Was it ESPN?
They were there. There was
like
the whole place
was.
90% blonde ladies from sports channels.
Yeah.
But you're like going, is everybody a blonde lady from a sports channel?
And then there was that jerk from the New York Times who like had Colquitt pinned against a wall.
J-E-R-E with a little swing over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I called him and I was like, hey, pal.
Yeah.
You wasted my time listening to you.
Yeah,
I thought he was from Punters Weekly or something like that.
It was horrible. And it turned out, I told you he was from the New York Times because he was so ridiculous.
I thought you were joking. Apparently, he's like a Pulitzer Prize winning writer.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Jerry something.
He's the worst.
Really, you're the worst writer,
you
Jerry.
You are, Jerry. We don't like you. So anyway, so we were eating in the penalty box, right, at the hockey rink with our scrambled eggs and things, and some fell on the floor, and Jim the Poet just scooped them up and ate them. And I was just like, you know how I am about germs, right?
Yeah.
You are?
You, Bill Parcells, of all people, would know the most of how I am about...
I remember when you came to visit me as a coach of the Giants.
Yes.
And, he hasn't won a... It's Jerry Longman hasn't won a Pulitzer Prize. We should call him and find out.
Oh, do you have his number?
Who did? Yeah,
we can call him on the air. I brought in the Iron Monkey number if you want to call them and find out about the cinnamon rims.
Yeah, do we know how to dial the Iron Monkey? Because we can go to that afterwards.
I could do that.
Okay. It's going
to
be pretty drunk.
But I'm trying to tell people...
Can you cinnamon rim me, please?
We want to find out if they have the cinnamon rims this season.
Oh,
they did last season.
They did. Yeah, yes. We went and had them.
I know. We could
it
have
changed
them again,
my life.
Perhaps. Yeah. See,
I've never had a rim so sweet
or spicy.
I've never had such a spicy rim. Yeah. Oh, it was like rimming after taco night.
Rim me closer, tiny dancer.
Do I have to use the button? Don't make me use the button.
No.
What? You always make me use the button when it's like not even dirty.
A bad
I know,
thing.
No.
All right.
You gotta fight. You gotta fight back with that stuff, man.
Okay.
Don't let her push you around.
No.
I don't.
Because she'll
does.
Do that.
She does.
Yeah. I know.
I can't help it.
You like it.
It's great.
You like it. All right. So, so I thought that we could give the listeners like a little, kind of a what?
This is your thing.
I'm trying to think. Don't give the listeners anything.
No, I want to give them something because a lot of our listeners don't know anything about sports.
Is that true?
Primarily, yes. To take from the
and
listeners.
And I want to present them with something every week, like a little special thing that they can use to help them get into sportsy, right? And I thought that we could do every week we could do how to speak sportsy. And we could teach the listeners a thing to say this week.
Here's something smart to say while you're at that dinner party.
It's not so smart, but I mean, it's like, you know, like we've had not smart.
Here's
it's
a
sportsy.
Dumb thing to say.
Here's a sportsy thing to say.
When you're awkwardly
because
trying to bond with a coworker in the break room.
Yes, exactly. Right. Because the thing about being able to talk about sports is that you really can talk to almost anybody. You know, because
my father.
Yes, exactly. You could talk to your own dad.
Good
right?
luck.
Okay.
Can you imagine?
So this week's thing to say that's sportsy is you can say, how about the Lions, though? You know, like,
right.
Okay, so you say something about anything football. This is going to be a football thing to say this week because people will be talking about football because it's football season.
Did you see that football?
Did you see that Giants game?
I'm worried about the Cardinals because the...
I'm worried about
Carson Palmer, you know, broke his leg or something.
He's out for the season.
Out for
probably.
The season.
Yeah.
This is how I talk because I'm an Arizona Cardinals fan.
That's right. And I say, yes, but how about the Lions?
Pivot.
Aren't they amazing? Yeah, you pivot. You say, whatever anybody says about football, you say, right, but, you know, also, how about the Lions? They can't, how can they possibly win except in, like, the last 2 minutes of every game? You know, they're so amazing. They're doing all these amazing things.
It is pretty amazing.
It is amazing, right? It's a legitimate thing to say. It's true, right?
Yes.
And you can apply it in almost any situation. You can... Turn the conversation to the Lions.
Not unlike the city of Detroit, the Lions will soon swoon into darkness.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, at any moment,
they're going to die.
I mean, most of Detroit, I don't know if you've seen those pictures of like where it's just people taking Instagrams of Detroit all day where it's this used to be a library and there's just like an ogre living inside.
Oh,
it's all overgrown.
Bill Parcells went there.
I have been there. It changed my life. Because as someone from New York, you know, I spent so much time here as a coach of the Giants.
Yes.
Between 1981 and 1990.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That you get jaded because you go to every city and you go, oh, look, this is your version of this thing. This is your West Village. This is your little Soho. This is et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And then you go to Detroit and you go, oh, I have no frame of reference. Like, this is your giant abandoned train station with zombies inside.
This is your zombie town.
Yeah. Like, this is your burning church that's just on fire 24 hours a day. That is, P.S., that is next to a functional post office that people are casually going in and out the whole time.
While the church is burning.
Yes. Yes. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
It's amazing. All it's right. worth going. And I think that's where the lions draw their strength.
It's from the
decrepit
burning.
Nonsense.
That yeah, they... no, exactly. It's like from the dark hell force that powers that city.
I would mention the dark hell force.
I wouldn't mention that if you're trying to talk sportsy.
Like, hey, have you seen those lions who are able to somehow function in the dark hell force that is their town?
City. Yeah, probably don't say that.
What if you, well, just claim that you have severe head trauma from playing football earlier in your life.
Yes, somehow.
Just like, I spew nonsensical things because I played football so long that I suffered multiple concussions.
Well, I've recently, okay. since I have Saturdays off again from the bookstore.
Oh, congratulations.
It's kind of great. Yeah. But it's only for a couple more weeks. And then the darkness reigns again.
I'm sorry.
But I've been watching Ivy League football because it's not really football exactly. Like, these guys are going to be investment bankers and like douchebags for the rest of their lives or something like that. Like, real smart guys. And I'm wondering, none of them lead with the helmet. Like, all of them are kind of like, you know what? I'm not going to play in the NFL.
Yeah, right.
I don't really want to damage myself.
This is what I got.
This is all I got. Because the football thing's not working out. That's
interesting.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be here.
The games end up being sort of ridiculously ridiculous in kind of a funny way. Where, you know, like, I don't know, someone will...
You were tweeting about Yale versus Brown.
Yale versus Brown was kind of a great game. And Brown, I don't know, like, no one goes to their games, but they're on national television on, like, one of those NBC channels. So, like, there's 15 people at the game, like, who are all related to each other. And then they're on a national, like, they're like, hey, welcome to NBC Sports Channel 5 or whatever it is. We'll be showing you the Ivy League football game between two places that don't even care about this game. Like, there's no, like, you know, you go to Penn State and there's, like, 100,000 people
there.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
You go to the Brown thing and it's like, yeah, man, I don't know. I got lost and I went to the football game by accident. Or
most of them are, like, doing homework at the same time.
They're like, what's pi to the 10th power of pi?
Well, it's probably because there's, like, a producer at NBC who went to Brown.
Probably.
I think it was just, like, the cheapest they could get the national broadcast rights to the Ivy League game of the week for, like, $5, probably.
Yeah, probably.
It's just like, yeah, man, we just need something that's not an infomercial to be on in the afternoon.
Rutgers isn't in the Ivy League anymore, is
they
that correct?
Are not.
Rutgers was never in the Ivy League.
No, they were. Yes, they were.
In the 1800s?
Yeah, in the 1800s they were, They used to be one of New Jersey's Ivy League, but like in 1840 or something.
Yeah,
like
right.
And then it became a state school.
Neat piece of trivia.
Christie sat on it.
But squashed it.
You say, are they not, as if it was
but
like
now
last
Rutgers
year.
Is in Rutgers is in the Big Ten, which the Big Ten
it's
actually
my frame
has
of
like
reference is yeah. like you know
Big Ten actually has like 22 teams.
Yeah,
in it.
Yeah.
And like so, you know, Rutgers was doing
Ten's
pretty
a good
well.
Number.
And then they went on the road and got wiped out,
clobbered.
like 55-0, 37-0. So they're perennially going to be in last place in the Big Ten East.
Big Ten East is because there's like 20 teams in the Big Ten.
There are like 22 teams in the Big Ten. And Nebraska's still going to win every year.
Yeah, well, they better.
Yeah,
go
well, if
Big
they
Red.
Don't. I mean, you know, I don't know what's the point of Nebraska if Big Red doesn't win
exactly.
something.
Well, that's true.
There is no point.
There is no point to Nebraska.
It is You're tumbling right. tumbleweeds.
201-209-9368 is the number to call.
She's, you know, be careful there. You're cutting a lemon.
That's all right.
On the air.
I heard the NCAA teams may have to start paying players or giving them residuals from shoe sales or something.
Yeah.
Well, Northwestern.
Northwestern sued. They
successfully sued to create a union, but the union vote has been sealed for like 2 or 3 years or something like that. So we won't know how that worked out until they're all out of school.
Oh, wow.
I think it's how that'll work.
Right.
But then it'll be like they'll share the and Northwestern's
the,
not quite what they were in terms of the
I know, but
making
the
o- money.
But the
O'Banion
like case settled.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
of.
The O'Banion case. Settled.
The O'Banion case is like a video game using their likeness.
Yeah,
losing their likeness, they have to.
It's not very much money, for
right?
Each
the
but they have to get
like,
something.
You give
they
them like $100 or something.
It's a little bit more. They think you get like a gift certificate to buy the game when they put it back out.
Yeah. And the game that you're in.
Yeah.
That you're starring in.
Well, they stopped making those games because they were like, well, crap.
We have to pay these guys. Let's stop doing it. Yeah.
I mean, we could just have dudes who look like they're in college and, you know,
yeah,
could be called collage football.
It was basketball. O'Banion was basketball.
O'Banion was basketball.
It was clearly his likeness and his play and
he
everything.
Wasn't, I mean, he didn't end up, there were totally twins and they played for UCLA, I believe. Hmm. And that was kind of their claim to fame was that they were in a college team.
So you couldn't tell which one was actually being, which likeness was being used because you didn't know which twin it was.
They were right, twins in lacrosse.
It could have been the other guy.
For Syracuse.
It could have been Steve O'Banion, for all we know.
It could have been.
There's a lot of, what do you have going on over here?
Now,
what's the recipe for people trying to make one of these at home?
Okay, it's a sport. If you'd like to, we have discussed the sport of purebred drinking on the air.
We had a sake
lady. We had a sake lady. We had a sake sommelier come on, and she talked about sake.
As a sport?
Yeah. Well, you know, she
I was trying to tie it in, but I don't know.
We gave up. Weak. We had that one TV writer that we tried to tie in that had nothing to do with anything.
That was
either.
Just me flirting with somebody.
I know it was. That was okay. I didn't mind.
You got to use your media empire.
And then last week we had the guy from Footballs on, and I was just flirting with him.
Guy, were you?
Yeah.
I thought he was good, and he was sportsy.
TD from footballs.org.
Yeah.
Wow.
Footballs
it's a Z. It's a podcast.
Did he talk about the fact that I'm the only coach in NFL history to ever lead four different teams to the playoffs and three different teams to a conference championship game?
He is going to be slightly jealous that we were able to score Bill Parcells,
as a guest. That's pretty great, I think. How are we doing on the comments board? People who listen to
crushing.
Us on WFMU.org?
The sport of
they're comparing Detroit and Poland, I believe is what's happening right now. There, people are kind
that's
of depressingly talking about Detroit and what it once was.
Uh-huh.
And
I thought you wanted...
I think they're I don't know what the Polsky
Well, no, then I found out we
I'm not sure what Dave X is talking about in terms of how they were so they're talking about Berlin and Frankfurt and I don't know. I could read all this, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, don't.
No. It's no just one, their presence is what's important, not
I'm glad that you're there.
Thoughts.
We love that you're there. Thank you for being with us on
I'm
going to
write
Talk.
I'm glad that you're here.
Okay. This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU. We have no more ice. So
what?
Yours is going to be kind of I didn't know you wanted another.
That's
one.
Mostly backwash for
me.
I that's
thought,
fine.
I thought it was whiskey, but it's bourbon.
It's no, it's
95 It's Bullet 95 Rye.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's not whiskey, is the point. I mean, it's like
it is whiskey.
I know,
it's
but
rye
it's not Irish whiskey.
No, it is not. Irish.
So when I was saying, "Hey, I'm going to have an Irish coffee," you could have said, "Well, it's not Irish whiskey."
Well, you can have whatever you want. I don't know.
It's not true. I lead a very limited life.
So you'd be having a rye coffee.
I know, but that's weird. That's not going to taste right.
Well, I didn't think so, but you know, whatever you want.
You
got to
fill
care.
In some information for me here.
I was going to ask you about Bill Parcells.
Yes.
Do you still climb sheer rock?
That is what I did in my retirement. Yes, that's mostly what I do.
And but you're also learning to be an EMT to save people from when they fall from rocks. Is that what's happening? Or
that's right. Those are the main things that are going. Although I haven't been climbing since the summer.
Is it too cold to climb now?
No. I'm too broke to climb right now.
I saw a commercial.
Yeah.
Where
it's
there
hard
was
to believe that
people
Bill Parcells
in a tent.
Doesn't have the money. To.
I have a horrible cocaine habit.
What? Is that good for... Well, then you're... Because it gets you the grip, right? I mean,
right.
It's like you're really like, intently
I was a,
like...
I was a high-energy coach. I was a high-energy coach.
Yes, you were.
White-haired.
Like that other coach who threw that chair at that basketball player.
Bob Knight.
Bobby Knight.
I got his autograph once.
You did?
Yeah. Well, I didn't. My
did
dad
did.
Did
he spit at you while I was doing
no,
it?
No.
Did he choke you?
Apparently, he looked very unhappy when he did
it. Yeah, he's unhappy all the time.
No, the sport he's that I was now. Going to bring up is the sport of filling out job applications for becoming a firefighter and some of the questions that you have to get asked.
Oh, yeah. This is pretty amazing. If you go into retirement like Bill Parcells
and you want a second career
as a firefighter, this is what you have to tell them.
Is that where you have to run into the building when it's on fire? Because that sounds horrible.
Yeah. But if you're an adrenaline junkie like a coach like me, but these are some of the questions that might limit your opportunities.
Mm.
Have you ever been reported as a missing person or a runaway?
Yes.
Have you ever stolen property valued over $50 from anyone?
$50? Yes.
Have you ever had any sexual act, including oral sex, anal sex, or sexual... What?
Okay, all right, all right.
That's not, yeah.
Yeah, what are you, what are you doing?
All right, I'm just checking. Yeah.
This is not a children's program.
Now I got to start over.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Have you ever had any sexual act, including oral sex, anal sex, or sexual intercourse with a member of your immediate family, including your mother, father, stepmother, stepfather, sister, brother, half-brother, half-sister, son, daughter, grandparents, grandchildren, uncles, aunts, nieces, or nephews? Have you ever been married to two persons at the same time?
Well, what's the point if you're not? I mean, you know, like, what's the point of being married to one person?
What's the point of living in Utah if you're not going to be married to two persons?
Seriously.
Oh, is that... Wait, was that a Utah job application?
No, it was Colorado.
That's just
Colorado.
A general one. Yeah, I don't know.
This is going to be weird.
I also like... The thing that I like is going to be weird. Just because there's no ice?
There's no ice and there's not enough ginger beer.
It's just rye.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a half... The juice of half a lemon.
Yeah.
2 ounces of rye whiskey, Bullet 95 rye.
Mm-hmm. Tasty.
And then you top it up with ginger beer.
Yeah. It's
simple.
It's as delicious as it sounds.
It is delicious.
What do I have?
Should I write that down so that
you
when...
You have all the
lemon
rye whiskey. You have lemon juice and rye, basically.
Wow. Okay.
And a little bit of ginger beer.
All right.
Later, I'll be able to tell them at the emergency room what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
As my mouth pucker shut.
Okay, can I just say what happened to me on the way here?
Wait, no. My other favorite one is... do you now associate with persons who you know to be drug users or sellers? Do you ever go to parties where you know drugs are being used? I live in the Bay Area. You can't go to the post office without having people doing drugs
everyone's
around
on drugs.
You.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
That's impossible. Plus, P.S., we're all on drugs right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not.
It's called alcohol.
Well,
I'm on a lot of things.
That's not
That's a drug. Yeah. That's a drug.
This is
alcohol's
and
a drug?
And I've got caffeine in my bag, so that's another drug.
But alcohol's a legal drug.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't say illegal drug. It says
did it say alcohol?
It says drugs.
Does it include alcohol?
Aspirin's a drug.
Well, yeah.
Oxygen's a drug. As an EMT, oxygen is one of the drugs you can administer.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Callie G says that Sportsy Talk, Bronwyn, and Jim just reinforced the ruin porn myth that Detroit is in some state of apocalypse. That is a huge disappointment, ellipsis. Fine. I'm out of here.
No,
see you later, Callie.
That's harsh, but no.
Go Lions.
That's what's fascinating about Detroit is that it's simultaneously in a state of complete decay and it's working fine right next to each other. I mean, I'm sorry, if you're going to pretend like Detroit is doing great and there's not giant empty factory floors that extend for three blocks with coyotes on them, no, you're crazy.
I like the burned out people mover. Like there's a people mover and it only goes in it goes in a C now instead of all the way around because they blew up one side of it.
They're shutting off electricity and water to parts of the city.
Oh, they shut it. Yeah, they shut off water.
It's bigger than Grand Central and it's completely empty. Simultaneously, people live there. It's fascinating.
Wait, so Kelly G thought we were saying things that were not true?
K-A-L-I-G.
We were being
Kelly G
bigoted against Detroit.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we're not. We're just talking
I'm encouraging
about
Detroit. I consider Detroit to be the Thailand of the Midwest.
I think
there's fantastic service when you go to restaurants.
Yeah.
The prices are really low. It's a great place to vacation.
People are bringing back the land where they've torn down the houses and they're building like orchards and things. They're planting
orchards.
And
orchards
stuff
would be
in the
nice.
Middle in the middle of the
It's a city that smells like the country.
Yeah.
That's what its new motto should be. Detroit, we're the city that smells like the country.
That is not a bad. And their mayor, who's not really mayor because there's like a there's somebody on top of them now because they ran out of money or something like that. They're in receivership
like a
or something
they have
like
that.
But a former basketball player is the mayor of Detroit.
Oh, is he?
Can't go wrong there. You can buy a skyscraper for $40,000.
I will buy that. I wanted to buy the Silver Dome. Which was only like $12,000, I think.
Really?
Like that. Yeah.
We could have bought it and had like Sportsy Talk
broadcast
out of the Silver
Dome. We should have a GoFunder.
Kickstarter to buy the Silver Dome. Did somebody buy it yet?
I think they did because it was like a nice place to have an apartment like at the 50-yard line of the
Silver
Dome.
Oh, we could totally have bought that. That would have been great. Wait, how much was it?
Let me see.
No, it's insane.
If it was $12,000, I could have put it on my credit card.
I mean, it's a big place.
There are literally empty skyscrapers that have for sale signs in them.
Wow.
Like, if you're going to pretend like Detroit is doing fine, I mean, it's fascinating. I think everyone should go there. Don't get me wrong.
Did you find it?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I'm on the Wikipedia page.
Yeah, that's all you need.
201-209-9368 if you want to argue with us about Detroit.
That's all you need
Parcells
to be Bill Parcells
is here.
I will give you my opinions.
I can talk about this week's NFL animal.
I can talk about
who is the NFL career. Animal?
Well, last week's NFL animal was the German Shepherd who went rappelling down the Jumbotron at the Dallas.
Oh yeah,
game,
I didn't get
right?
to watch
wow.
that.
Wow,
it's on YouTube and stuff. You can find it.
They've been
it's,
bred to physical deformity.
They have been. I think it said it was a German Shepherd. I suspect it was a Belgian Malinois because they have not been bred to physical deformity, but they look very similar.
Uh-huh. This one had normal size hind legs.
Yeah, I think so. But they had like a navy SEAL that works with a canine.
Yeah.
You know,
unit.
Brigade unit, whatever. And
platoon.
He came platoon. He came
probably not
rappelling.
A platoon.
He rappelled down. He rappelled before the game started. He rappelled down the face of the Jumbotron with his dog. His dog was rappelling. His dog is like kind of separately attached, like so that the dog has to actually do the thing.
Dallas.
That was last week.
Keeping
this week's NFL animal is the Seahawk hawk, which escaped and got loose, and like it was like
they actually have
circling.
A hawk?
Yes, and it's a Seahawk, and
it's
they
a
were
terrifying looking bird.
It is a big raptor thing, and it's like circling, and it sees some guy's toupee that obviously looks like a small mammal, you know?
Oh yeah,
because it wasn't very convincing as hair, and the Seahawk swooped down and landed on the guy's head.
Yeah.
Because it wanted that.
Wow!
It looked like it was like a nest. I mean, the guy had sort of like a toupee or something like that. So maybe it was like it thought it was a nest.
I think it thought it was a mammal.
That's why you
got to
go spray on
mammal.
Hair.
Yeah,
spray
really,
on hair.
Yeah, I think
safe from hawks.
You don't get attacked by a Seahawk.
That's how I market mine.
So then the hawk realized.
Bill Parcells, spray on hair. You won't get attacked by hawks.
This article dated November 18th, 2009 says the.
Uh-huh.
The city of Pontiac, Michigan, sold the Silverdome for $583,000.
Oh, I couldn't have put that.
Which
on
seems like a lot more than it's worth.
Yeah. It seems like a lot more than $12,000.
I mean, because you'd have to go to Pontiac, Michigan, to actually live in it.
You're stuck. Oh, unless you can put it on a trailer or something. Take it with
it's
you.
It's not really.
I mean, can you
really
lift it up and take it down the highway?
The roof is inflatable.
Is it? Yeah, just I think it is actually.
Attach
right?
some helium balloons like that old man and up.
Yeah.
That's not
have
bad.
Have a
that was a documentary
with the Silverdome. Flying across the country, solving mysteries. Put some wheels on it.
Have
some,
you
some stones.
By the way, have you guys seen the Mike Tyson mysteries? They've done like
a
cartoon channel.
He's got pigeons in it, right?
No, this is why Putin Pals need to be on.
I know. Okay,
that's
Putin
what I'm saying. Putin Pals does
Putin
need to be on
Pals.
Adult Swim.
There is no reason.
At Putin Pals.
Because
on
it's
Twitter.
Mike Tyson, and it's in the style of like, you know, Scooby Doo.
Yeah.
And it's Mike Tyson and his adopted, like, Asian daughter and a pigeon voiced by Adam Carolla that used to be a man. So he's kind of a horn dog. And the guy who made up the rules for boxing, the Marquise, whatever his name is, he's a ghost. Their first episode was, which I've only watched the first episode thus far.
Yes.
Their mystery is Cormac McCarthy can't finish writing his book. And so they go to try to help Cormac McCarthy find an ending for his book.
Yes.
And in the meanwhile, find a ghost, John Updike, and there's a battle with a chupacabra.
Whoa.
And somebody's mic falls off.
Bill Parcells.
Easy there, Bill Parcells.
Bill Parcells takes the equipment
apart.
We can't
afford more equipment.
No,
Bill
this
Parcells,
is it.
I break things. In my Crushed. Rich, opulent ways.
Hulk smash.
I just tear things apart. That's how I led the Giants to victory in Super Bowl
201, 209, 9368. I don't think anyone has called this week.
No, you would remember because we would have put them on the air.
On the air.
Stay tuned for Night People at the top of the hour.
Who's Night People's special guest this week?
Bill Parcells is going to stick around for hour two.
Doing a 24-hour marathon.
Okay.
He's going to be here breaking things, talking about the good old days.
Okay, good.
Yes, I think Mike Tyson's mystery sounds like a fabulous idea.
It is pretty good. He has hair in the thing, and they don't really mention that he's a rapist. At least in the first episode.
Not yet.
It hasn't really come up
That'll
yet
come up.
As a laugh line.
What is this called again?
The Mike Tyson mystery.
The drink.
It's called a whiskey buck, but the one that you have doesn't have enough.
If you're making a whiskey buck, don't forget the ginger beer.
Well,
it radically changes the
dynamic. I put some ginger beer in yours. I thought you were not going to have any more, so I used up the ginger.
There's no blame. I'm just giving advice. Listen, this is what I do. I'm a coach.
Coach, I gave you extra.
I'm not giving advice to you.
All right.
You know how this went down.
I know how
I trust you to self-evaluate. That's why you're one of our star players.
Thank you.
You're here to lead him because he can't do that. He doesn't have those skills.
I don't have those skills.
But you out there in listener land, if you're making a whiskey buck, don't forget the ginger beer.
Okay.
Because otherwise you just have lemon juice with booze.
There was a little ginger beer in there. And not enough ice.
Otherwise, just have...
Yeah, ginger... lemon. Okay, thank you.
Bill, that's not for you.
Hey, do you know about Fire John Idzik?
Nope.
Yes.
They never did that to you.
What?
Bill Parcells, when you were a coach. The fans of the Jets...
Because I'm a legend.
I know.
I'm a god.
Well, Rex Ryan is not.
I strike fear in the heart.
Although they won. The Jets won this weekend.
They won. I know. That was crazy. They built. They beat the Steelers.
Bronwyn was texting me in the middle of the game, being like, is this happening? Am I in a dream?
I thought they were playing in Bizarro World. It was the craziest thing. The Jets actually
were good at some point.
What? The Jets?
Yeah.
Like back
many years
in the
ago. Joe Namath.
70s. Back in the 70s,
there was a time when
they were 2 years in a row. They were in the AFC Championship game lost.
I think they lost.
No one remembers who loses that game.
Okay, but like other teams didn't make it that far.
Yeah, but
that's true. But
other teams didn't make a big deal.
Your Yankees weren't in it.
They could.
The Yankees could beat the Jets.
They could win a Super Bowl.
You wish.
I think they could.
Your precious Yankees.
Stop it, Bill Parcells.
A bunch of weirdo haha tech nerds from San Francisco won the championship this year.
I know.
What
good
do you
for them.
Say about that?
We say
tough
Madison
guys.
Bumgarner.
And
we
then,
salute you.
And then
that's what we say.
A bunch of those same tech nerds started to set the city on fire.
Yeah, I like when they just light everything
happened.
On fire.
Yeah. Let's destroy our city.
I mean, you don't need to destroy San Francisco. It will soon just descend into the earth from whence it came.
I mean, if you're in the opposing team's city and you win and you set their city on fire, this makes sense to me. I understand
that'd be
this.
Fine.
Yeah.
I mean, would you notice if Kansas City burned to the ground? No. No one would notice
Nobody would know.
You're from Kansas. You got to defend it.
I'm not from Kansas.
She's
I'm from
Nebraska.
Iowa. I'm from Iowa.
No, you're from Nebraska.
I'm from Iowa.
What
part
Iowa
of Nebraska
city
are you from?
In Kansas.
Iowa. I'm from the Iowa part.
Are you
of
in denial about your Nebraska?
Iowa. I'm from Pottawatomie County, Iowa.
Is that a real place? Kansas
yes,
was the county.
It's the place I'm from.
And that's the news from Pottawatomie
County. Pottawatomie.
The ladies are strong. And the boys are ladies.
Man.
I met that guy. He's really scary.
Oh, God.
Did he really?
He's really terrifying.
Really? Yeah, he's terrifying.
He's really tall and really kind of weird looking.
He moved here for a while.
He's a national
and then he moved
hero.
Back.
He is a
I
national
can't imagine
hero.
Why that he's wouldn't not. Work out.
His marriage to other people.
That was part of it. Okay, so fire John Idzik. John Idzik is the general manager of the Jets.
Yeah. I was shocked that they had a general manager.
I know. The Jets fan. Well, he was the new general manager. He came in. And I expected him to fire Rex Ryan, right? And he didn't.
You usually would come in and fire whoever the coach is because then you say, well, at least I got my guy in there.
Right. But he didn't. He stuck
but
with Rex.
But Rex Ryan is so amusing on so many levels.
I guess.
That you got to keep him around.
They kept him
Rex
around,
Ryan
right?
A film critic? Rex Ryan?
He
wears a turtleneck?
No.
Rex Reed.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
I think
old.
He's dead.
He's
is Rex
dead.
Reed dead?
Who
dead.
Knows the difference, though?
I think he's dead. Yeah, yeah.
Sports. I just stopped. I made fun of the Jets there. I'm talking sports.
That's good. Okay.
I'm Bill Parcells.
Who would know?
He's talking sports.
Talk.
Rex Reed is alive.
Yes.
And coaching
still,
the Jets.
No, yes. He's still writing. Is
I don't know.
Still?
He doesn't look the same. He used to
well,
used
of course
to dye
he doesn't
hair,
look the same. He's like 100 years old.
It says occupation film critic, years earlier. Active, 1967 to present.
He's still writing criticism of films.
Turns out you can do that.
For the Post, right?
But there's a whole entry into factual errors and reviews.
Yeah.
His deep reviews of The Cabin in the Woods of all
completely.
Cinema.
Completely.
Don't you ever criticize Cabin in the Woods.
Offensive comments and reviews. Ooh.
Oh,
apparently,
offensive apparently comments
said some,
and reviews.
Some terribly offensive things about the movie
figure.
Old Boy.
Wait, did he ever say anything about Observe and Report, which is the greatest movie ever made?
Observe and Report
hey,
with Seth Rogen?
Yes.
Is the best movie ever?
Yes.
Really? So it's like
WFMU,
Rosebud.
You're on the air. We have a call.
Hello, call.
We have a call.
Hello, call.
Hey, it's Danny D.
Danny D, greetings.
Hey,
hi, Danny.
Congratulations on the renewal.
Thank you. We're very excited. It's going to be a chock-a-block of talk.
There's a lot
we have to have some sort of, there has to be some sort of sportsy talk watch party of some sort.
I'm watching you
a sportsy talk watch party?
I don't know, like when the Australian Rules Football Championship is or something. We can
is that on a Monday night?
In the morning.
Is it? We could have, yeah, we could.
I don't
have a
know.
Isn't
there Monday Night Football? Bum, 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 bum.
There is.
Yeah, but it's on. It's not on broadcast TV, so I can't see it.
She doesn't get those channels.
Just go to a bar.
You do get channels up in the 400s that are run by ghosts.
I
right?
do. I get weird 400 channels that show me, what is it called? The FXFL or whatever it is? The
Experimental Football League.
Fall Experimental Football League, FXFL.
Does it have Rex Reed?
Rex Reed is not here. No.
I'm not convinced of that.
No,
are you sure that they haven't just had, like he has, like, 2,000, like, sort of standard reviews in the can, and just when something comes out...
That meets the standard, like, it's like a rom-com. He has the rom-com review, and he has
This says he lives in the Dakota. We could go visit him.
Oh, yeah.
We could just wait outside for him, and then have
We could take the recorder and, like...
Have him sign a copy of Salinger's.
Will you sign my copy of Catcher in the Rye?
Oh, man. This is awful. Especially, this was right around this time of year, too.
Yeah, I think it was.
It was, yeah.
December 1st or something.
Yeah, I don't know. And they should have really hit Yoko. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you really hit the wrong person there.
Who was the band that did One Down, Three to Go after that happened?
I will look that.
Yeah, look that song up. That's a good song.
Oh, my God.
But...
The meat man.
Yeah. One
down. Turn up the DAW. See what happens.
Oh, wait. It's on the DAW. Which one?
I don't know. They sent an email about the DAWs.
Which DAW?
I wasn't paying attention. Put them both up.
Nice to see you guys.
I know it's hard to be a DJ.
I got DAW one up. Where's DAW two?
There's another DAW.
I know.
I got an email about it, but I didn't read that email.
Oh, here it is. Oh, you know what? It's on one of the phone lines. Okay. Okay. Here it is.
I don't know if there's swears in this, so.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's a live version, apparently.
Live nice. Version of One Down, Three to Go.
The real energy.
Here we go. I got my finger on the button in case there's swears.
It's got a lot of...
You got 6 seconds.
Did you start at the beginning?
It's from the record, We're the Meat Men and You Suck.
That's right. Do you remember the Meat Men?
No.
I went to see them.
Is this the whole song? Is just drumming?
This was like my life. When I first moved to New York, this was like what I did for like 2 or 3 years. Was I went to shows like this.
They seemed like happy fellas.
Yeah, that sounds intense.
All right, I'm bored now.
Oh, come on. Wait.
Skip to the middle.
Skip to the middle.
The middle? This is the middle.
Oh, yeah?
Well.
Oh, well.
Wow.
Hey, we have to put on the list that we played One Down, Three to Go by the Meat Men.
Dedicated to the three remaining Beatles, the sooner they're all dead, the better.
What happened?
She's a big dreamer.
Thank you,
Cleveland. One down, three to go. One down, three to go. One down, three to go.
It's kind of like an Onion article where the title is funny and the rest of it is just kind of like.
See? I know this song.
That's the whole song.
Hit it.
Boom.
Right, I hit it.
Did
I hit
you?
It. Yeah, I hit it.
Are we still there? Are we still in the air?
Oh, we're still in the air. I hit the button.
Paul McCartney's going
to
come get
Listen
us.
Listen to that later.
Yeah.
Well, where you are now is 2 down, 2 to go.
Yeah, it's... Oh, it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
What about Pete Best? He's still around.
Well, he doesn't count.
It's still
count.
3 to go. It's he like, kind of counts.
Well, then it should have been 1 down.
That's like you're moving the goalpost, man.
Hey,
yeah,
hey,
exactly.
You gotta
that's
get
what
the,
we do. That's what we do here.
You gotta
that's
get the
how
whole
we,
job done.
That's how we. That's how we met our goal in the fundraiser. Was we moved
yeah,
the goalpost closer and closer.
Who keeps moving my cheese?
Oh,
it's all sports.
That is the weirdest thing.
What? Who's moving my cheese?
Yeah. What is that? That is so weird. Okay, we never finished talking about John Idzik. Okay, so Danny D, do you want to talk to us about Formula One racing or anything? You
well,
know about
I mean,
cars?
Jim the Poet held up his end of the bargain. He talked about Ivy League football, so
yeah.
I promised I'd call in about Formula One. I watched the race.
Okay.
I watched.
Where was it exactly? The Brazilian,
Grand Prix.
Uh-huh, the Brazilian Grand Prix in Brazil.
And
yes.
Somebody
alert.
Won?
Yeah, yes. Which Mercedes guy won?
Was won by Nico Rosberg.
That is not one of the guys driving Mercedes, as far as I know.
You know, it is. That's the other one.
Oh, it's the other
one. That's the one that nobody wants to win.
Oh. Nobody wants that guy to win?
Well, I would assume. I want Hamilton to win. Don't you want Hamilton to win?
He seems like a nice fellow.
Right. Sure. And he's won all the races.
He has, in fact, won all the races.
And he was the guy that said, screw you, when they said pull over, you know. He's like, no, I don't want to win. So, but
tell drivers to pull over so they won't win?
Oh, team orders.
Team orders.
Oh,
it's a team sport.
Oh, right.
Move over so your team A wins.
You're going down, Palooka. This ain't your week.
Which, oddly enough, they don't do a NASCAR, and it costs Jeff Gordon, now that I think about it, now that you brought that up.
Yeah.
Jeff Gordon got knocked out of the chase by 1 point, and if they had team orders, Jimmy Johnson would have gotten out of the way and let him win the first of his last round of the chase, and then he would have made it.
See?
They don't pull that crap in MotoGP. By the way, MotoGP champion just happened.
Really? MotoGP champion just happened? Yes. Would you like to tell us about
that? The greatest motorcycle race in the world.
That's kind of sportsy. Go ahead.
Kind of sportsy.
Go ahead.
Better athletes than your...
What?
Cinnamon Thunder.
Cinnamon Thunder.
Yes.
Costs a little extra, but it's good.
Yes, Mark Marquez won. And Valentino Rossi took second, which was glorious, because he's back. He's back to dominate. And not dominating, but he's back to his former glory days.
Okay.
If only I could be back to my own.
Listen, I'm not even talking. You guys don't even get it. But
go ahead.
Danny D, who cares about Formula 1?
What Danny doesn't know is I'm wearing my... This is the... I just got this in the mail, my Devils jersey.
It's
a classic.
New Jersey Devils jersey.
It must be an original, because it's like green and red.
Uh-huh.
When's the last time they wore green and red?
That's a throwback, yeah.
It's a throwback. And
it's a jersey green or jersey's red, right?
Jersey's red, but it's got green piping on it.
But I felt like it would be...
Yeah, that's the original, it's the original jersey, yeah.
I felt like this would be perfect for my annual Christmas photo, of which I will send some to the glorious listeners.
That was the commentary that always came up on the podcast.
I think that would be nice if you send your annual Christmas photo to...
Me and Ben usually pose naked.
Yeah.
Preferably.
Or in elf outfits
or
whatever.
Elf outfits, making out.
Yeah, so why don't you guys... So I think we should send to everybody who pledged, all five of them.
Get a photo. I mean, it's a very exclusive photo card from me.
I know. I think that would be a really nice thing to do.
It takes months of planning.
It would be.
Yeah, I think that would be really nice.
I should have started months ago.
Yeah.
So far, I have a Devil's jersey.
Okay.
What jersey did you get?
I don't know. There's no number on the back. It's just it's a green and red... Devil's jersey. And it looks very holiday.
You should get a Dougie Brown, man. Dougie Brown, number 24.
Isn't he a guy who just gets in fights?
No, Dougie Brown was a scrapper. He was like you. He was a scrappy guy.
A scrapper is like a person who gets in fights, is it not?
He was not large of stature, but he was large of heart.
I like the not large of stature, but large of heart. I like those kind of scrappers. I like the Phil Kessels of the world.
But large apart.
Although Phil Kessel scores like 50 goals a year.
But
those little punks. There's one on the Bruins, too, that's like a total punk. I can't remember his name. A Marchand. The guy's like 4 feet tall. He's like a smurf. And all he does is like bite your ankle while you're skating by.
That's what they do.
He's got a schnoz like Gonzo from the Muppets. Delightful fella.
Today is the 45th anniversary of Sesame Street.
Wow. Did I tell you my story about meeting Big Bird?
No.
We did an author event in Cambridge, Massachusetts when I used to do author events.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, we can send you Carol Spinney. And I was like, I don't know who that is.
That's the person who runs Big Bird.
It's like, it's Big Bird. And I'm like, is he showing up as Big Bird? It's not a girl. It's a guy. It's an old guy named Carol. When Carol used to be a name.
My,
I had two author events with Carols. There was Carol Spinney, Big Bird, and Carol O'Connor, who was...
My grandfather's name was Carol C. Carlton.
Is that true?
Yes, that is true. My grandfather's name was Carol.
Former owner of the Rams.
Yep. Carol. You have to be a tough guy to be named Carol.
I think it's like boy named Sue. Exactly.
I went to the Sesame Studios, and they don't let you take pictures because... the corpse of Big Bird is strung from the rafters.
Oh, yeah. Right. This, and they don't, it would terrify children to see it.
Limp. Yeah. Yeah. It's really, it's
well,
an
so this event was really weird.
Oh, no. Right. I'm sorry. I'm lying. It's not Big Bird. It's Snuffleupagus. But same effect.
That's even creepier.
Same thing. Okay. So,
yeah,
so
Big
you,
Bird's
so
empty
you
dead
met
nest
Big Bird?
Is sitting there.
No, I didn't meet Big Bird because he just comes, shows up as Carol Spinney. And you're like, going,
who
all
cares?
Right, whatever, old guy.
Right.
And then, yeah. You know, there's like 35 or 40 people at the event, like some 20 kids are there.
Uh-huh.
And at some point, Carol Spinney just goes into like a duffel bag and comes out with the grouch on his arm.
Oh, yeah.
And kids just start crying because they don't want to know that, like, there's some dude with his hand up with the grouch's butt.
Yeah, that's kind of...
You're like, cool. Thanks for ruining something beautiful for me.
Wow. Carol Spinney has been Big Bird for the entire 45 years.
But he's
and it's really
grouch.
Hard because, you have to have one arm all the way up all the time.
Yeah.
He has one massive shoulder, basically.
Yeah, he's just like, I don't know, that's really weird. What happens to the other arm? The other arm just kind of hangs there? Is that what it is?
He's working it.
Is that what's going on? How many arms does he have?
Not nearly enough.
One arm up, one arm.
One arm down, one arm on his rye. All right, Danny, you're in line to get one of the very official, very limited edition
special thing.
That is very exciting.
Thank you for supporting us.
Congratulations again. Yay.
If it weren't for you, Danny D, we wouldn't have stayed on the air. So thank you so much.
Danny D is the only reason that Bronwyn agreed to do another year.
I did. I was not going to do
it. She's
like,
if no one gives us money, I'm not doing it again.
Yep. There you go. Thank you, Danny D.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Stay tuned at the top of the hour. Night People is this week. Next week is a whole new show with a lady named Jo.
Who's
that's
doing
not the name of the show. It's
no,
like a game.
It's a
just
game
as
show.
A Carol can be a boy, a Jo can be a girl.
Jo can that's be a girl. Correct. She was. I met her. Well, I didn't meet her. She was at the thing for 7 Second Delay.
Where
and
you
she was
wore
one
your
of the winners.
Where you wore your Gumby outfit.
I wore the Gumby outfit. She didn't recognize me, and I forgot that I wore the Gumby outfit.
Yeah, well, that's why people don't recognize you without the Gumby outfit.
I don't
want to
be recognized.
Know. Okay,
that's why I'm on the radio.
It's your natural state.
Because I sound more handsome than I am.
You're pretty handsome.
No, stop.
Yes,
you don't.
Are.
You have face blindness. You have no idea how handsome I am.
Well, I know, but I think you're cute.
That's true.
You're just making that up.
No, I'm not.
That's sweet of you.
That's true.
But that's you're just making that up.
No, I'm not. Ben thinks you're cute.
He does. Yeah, he does.
All right. People think you're cute.
Where's the new schedule?
It's.
Oh, here it is.
Did
here.
You find it?
The name of the new show is Dr. Game Show with Jo Firestone. It's gonna premiere next week.
It'll be on after us.
After
and
us, the Night People.
Night People after that, and then the
Night People
that
after
guy,
that.
What's his name?
Goddamn Dave Hill.
The goddamn Dave Hill. Yeah.
Can you say that?
Yeah, that's his.
That's the name of
his
show.
You're trying to bleep me as I was like professionally talking about sex. And
You're
Bill
Parcells.
Clinically.
You're Bill Parcells. You're not professionally into sex.
Well,
you're just clinically into sex.
I'm Bill Parcells. How do you think I motivated my players?
So that's Jim Price for 1 minute.
Professional level sex.
Jim Price for 1 minute. Scott Williams for 2 and a half.
That was
one
of the other questions. Have you ever received compensation for sex?
That was one of the
you
questions.
You can't be a fireman if you've ever been paid
like
for sex.
Emotional
really?
Compensation or
well,
like money?
Well,
money
it's a gray area.
But they have like.
I mean, if they
firemen,
leave a 20 on the thing, that's just
they have like,
that's
they
a tip,
like,
right?
That's just
like,
a compliment.
They have like
where
hot
I come from.
Firemen. They have like hot fireman calendars.
You can do it once you've become a fireman.
Oh.
You can
get compensation for sex once you are a fireman.
Exactly.
I think you would because you get it in one of those. What are you, if you're in one of those calendars where everyone's all buff?
That's what he's saying because they take a cut. That's the whole thing. It's all about getting a cut.
I see.
The state is just one big pimp.
I got you.
Yep. Or the city in this case.
I would hope.
Yeah.
What do we got? Five more minutes.
We got 5 more minutes. I have a okay. The Red Bulls.
Just keep. Yeah,
how are they doing?
The Red Bulls are.
Oh yeah,
in.
You seem confused by the rules.
I am confused.
This show needs a shot clock. If there's not some kind of joke or punchline within like 30 seconds, a buzzer should sound.
That's a good
like,
idea.
Just
that's
keep
a great
it going.
Idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Red Bulls, right, are in the playoffs. They advanced in the playoffs.
Do they play the Revolution? Is that who they play?
I don't know. They play.
They must play the Revolution.
I think so. But here's the thing: they were playing DC United, right?
Yes.
And they lost.
What's up with sports teams not being things? Sports teams not being things anymore. Soccer did that.
What?
DC United. That's not a thing. That's not an object.
It's like a fake. They took all fake soccer names from other places.
They took fake names from Europe, and they applied them to the teams here.
Yeah.
That's pretty dumb.
Now indoor football does that too, I think.
Do they?
And yeah.
I don't know if I consider indoor football a sport. Is it a sport?
You draw arbitrary lines.
Oh, of course I do.
You think Cinnamon Thunder is a sport?
Cinnamon
Thunder.
He was a great pitcher in his time. We saw one of the great pitching duels with Cinnamon Thunder, but he's gone now. He's old. He's done.
You put Bill Parcells to sleep.
I know, poor Bill Parcells.
I need action. I'm Bill Parcells.
He's an old man.
I won Super Bowl XXI and XXV. I was the head coach.
He blew. By the way, Bill Parcells blew the Patriots Super Bowl because he was already talking to the Jets. Yeah. No, he crashed the Patriots because he was like, I'm tired of these guys. Yeah. I really want to coach the Jets.
And
why did he want to coach the Jets?
Why would I want to do that?
Too small a market. You know, New England was too small a market for him.
And the
owner wasn't paying him any money.
The Patriots had a bye this week, right?
It's because people from Boston are jerks. Okay.
They're
a bunch of assholes.
They are actually jerks.
And he's like, I don't want to coach for these guys anymore.
He's like, these guys suck.
I hate being near Boston.
And Jets fans are delightful because they've never won anything except that one time that no one even remembers.
The
guy with the fur coat. Who sold electronics.
And you know what?
Made out with Susie Colbert.
And he had
I want to kiss you.
He had a... That's smooth. He had a ad for pantyhose.
Yes.
He did an ad for pantyhose, Joe Namath did. Yeah. It's crazy. Nobody does. No, football players don't do ads for pantyhose anymore.
Chris Cluey would do one of those.
Chris Cluey would.
Chris Christie.
When are we getting Chris back on the air? When's his paperback coming out?
I don't know. We got to get him out.
He's got some
opinions. Was it in a paperback the first time or the second time?
It was an e-book.
We gotta get Chris Cluey back in.
Yeah,
he's got great hair. He's just terrific hair.
What's he doing now, by the way?
He's really
fighting the Gamergate.
Yeah, he's really into Gamergate.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, he's against the Gamergate. I mean, they haven't attacked him because he's a man.
No, they've been attacking some men.
He
doesn't get the note. Gamergate is so sad.
Gamergate.
Sad. There's a sport you should cover. Sports game. Gaming. It's a sport.
Are we signing off? What are you doing?
It's like
Night People?
We got 5 minutes.
It's 3 minutes.
We haven't seen Night People yet.
Night People's not here. Maybe they forgot that they had to do a show. Maybe
forgotten.
Maybe they thought that
they possibly have forgotten.
Maybe they thought that the schedule was up this week.
Where is Night People?
Keep it rolling. Why are you forcing this then? Don't force the pass. The
I
shot.
Don't know. Don't I just
we'll be taking your calls.
201-209-9368.
Until Night People show up.
Talking about Gamergate.
Night People forget that they were on it, still on at 7 o'clock?
They are! Yay! Night People. So we didn't talk about, the Red Bulls advanced in the playoffs, even though they lost to DC
United. It's an aggregate.
I know. Okay, but now it's 2 weeks until the next playoff game.
No one's going to care then either.
Nobody, I know. It's like,
two weeks is like Thanksgiving.
I barely cared now. I finally saw one of their games on TV.
What are we caring about?
Thank you. The Red Bulls.
Soccer. American soccer.
American.
Fifth level garbage players.
MLS. Yes. And
fifth level nonsense players.
Finally saw one game and it was okay.
Jen says Red Bulls won on aggregate score.
Thank you, Jen.
They won the first leg 2-0.
That's right, listener Jen. That's right.
They won on aggregate.
Okay, aggregate.
I call in, but I lost my voice at the game on Saturday. Well, that was
all right.
Nothing sounds European like aggregate score.
I know.
Nothing's
right?
Just scream aggregate metric score. System.
They love ties and they love aggregate scores.
But now it's 2 weeks until the next game.
I can't. It's the building tension.
But we will be here next week.
We will.
This has been
somehow we did not get canceled.
Thank you, Bill Parcells, for being our special guest.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
I am 71 years old.
That's good to know.
Night People is next in their 7 o'clock hour. Next week, Night People will be on at 8 o'clock after Dr. Game Show.
We won't be able to tell you who their super
I mean, we will anyway.
We will anyway. We don't care.
We will. That's a good gig.
What else do I want to say? I lost my purse on the subway, on the PATH train on the way here, and we went to, and we got it back, and everything was there. That was nice.
That actually lets me down. That makes me feel like New Jersey's not that tough.
No, it was fantastic. I was so happy. This has been Sportsy Talk. Sportsy Talk on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Thank you for inviting us into your home tonight, and may God bless.
Night, people!
Parlez-vous français?
It's a perfect time to bring the wood inside. Crumple up some newspaper. More than you think. Put it all in there. You can get more. Just crumple it all up and put it in there. Maybe you've got some cardboard. Could roll that into little log shapes and throw that in. If you've got some bark or kindling, you might want to lay that on top. And not too many logs to begin with. Just a couple. There'll be time for more logs later. You want a drink, Sandy?
That sounds great.
What would you like? We have beer. We have wine. I think I have white wine. I have white wine and red wine, and I have whiskey. I've got Beam, and I've got J&B.
Maybe I'll start sipping a little red wine by the fire.
Red wine? You a slipper man?
Yes, in winter I am. My extremities get really cold.
Doesn't everybody's extremities get cold?
Yeah, probably.
I guess some people, how much of being cold is psychological?
Maybe some.
I think within a certain temperature region, it's primarily psychological.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess how much it bothers you is psychological.
It also depends on what you're used to.
Right.
What you're acclimated to.
Right.
There's climate right in the middle of that word.
Huh.
So you come home. Do you take your shoes off in your house?
Yes, I do.
Everyone takes their shoes off?
Most of us.
Growing up, did you take your shoes off in your house?
Yes, definitely.
We never did that, but now I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you put on your slippers. Your dog bring you slippers in its mouth?
No. He might steal the slippers. And I get mad.
Does anybody's dog bring their slippers in the dog's mouth?
Maybe somebody.
Somebody.
It's got to be somebody, right? There are some well-trained dogs out there.
Does anybody's dog fetch the paper?
Probably. Despite what we said on a past show about people not training their dogs anymore, there probably are some pretty well-trained dogs.
The last of the pretty well-trained dogs are out there.
I think so.
This is the last generation, though, of trained dogs.
You think so?
After this, it's a free-for-all. Yeah. Now dogs are the new children.
But some people have dogs for functions, for labor, for...
That's true, yeah.
For working dogs.
in the country, there are working dogs.
Yes. Hunting dogs.
For the most
dogs.
Part, they're either practiced children.
Right.